We are back after the break. We have both our trivias answered today, so we're going well, and now we got Brother Waleed on the phone with us. How are you, brother?
I am fantastic. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're doing well. So good to hear from you, and we're so excited to see you and Miss Amy here shortly. So we're blessed and just excited to see what the Lord has in store for us here at the ministry. So tell us just a little bit about what the Lord's doing with you guys.
Well,
and then
can I say hello to
you? Oh, yeah, Miss Gretchen's in here.
I'm not usually around when you're on with on the radio, so I just want to say hi.
Hi, Miss Gretchen. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. So glad to,
nice to hear from you.
Well, I'm excited you're all going to be with us next week. So
we are also. We feel the same. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen. Well, sorry, Miss Gretchen. Normally, yeah, we don't always have you on with us on a Monday, so Miss Gretchen's in here with us. And but we'd love to hear just a little bit about what the Lord's speaking to you and just your heart as you're preparing. I know you're probably doing different things before you're preparing to come here with us, but just what's the Lord been doing and what's the Lord been speaking? And maybe we'll get into, I know that you have a book, too. You've talked about it before, but just to remind people about the book that you have, Why Not You? Because I think it's going to be a helpful tool for those who feel intimidated with evangelism.
That's true. Try to make it easy, and it really isn't complicated. I think our own fear stands in the way. But we've been busy now. The new year started out the gate quite busy. We're excited about what Father has for us. We were in Pennsylvania Friday preaching up at the Wilkerson Team Challenge Farm, and Saturday we preached the three-year anniversary service for a pastor friend of ours in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And then Sunday morning we went back and did the church service back at the Team Challenge, and it was an amazing weekend. Seeing the hand of God move, Juliana, my daughter, and Amy were doing the worship, and there was a real anointing. There were miracles. There were definitely people getting born again. There were backsliders coming back home to the Lord.
Amen.
There were some deliverances, seeing the Holy Spirit really just touch people in their addiction, meet them where they're at. There was one particular miracle. There was a man who was scheduled for a surgery for his arm. He was a truck driver, and one of the crates fell on his left arm. So his movement was, he was in a sling and extremely limited in what he could do with that arm, and was scheduled for surgery. And the Holy Spirit immediately healed him. He was, and it was nice to see him the rest of the night take that sling off and tied around his waist and testifying to everybody and using it absolutely normal, like nothing happened to him. So we give God the glory.
Wow, yeah, praise God.
Yeah, Sunday morning was a very humbling service. That felt like the Lord took the service over, and I was just following Christ. We had a great time of prayer. But I've been teaching on the living word, the last day by, to think we can get to closer with the Lord and get to know him better in these last days when there's so many doctrines and of demons and seducing spirits, as Timothy says in 3:1 and 4:1, and to think that we can get to know the Lord better without actually getting to know his word more intimately, in the word being more in us and readily available for the Holy Spirit to use through us. So that's been a real emphasis over the weekend. It's been a stirring in my heart as well, even going through Matthew chapter 4 this morning, where Jesus is talking about it's just a time to really be bold with the word, mm-hmm. to really be bold. I think there's such a lack and too much maybe contemplation. I'll consider what the Bible says, and if it works out, then I'll maybe obey it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think many people get deceived that way, is what James 1 says, you know, be doers of the word, and I think there's just too much of that right now. And it's a time to boldly declare the word of God. We need to go back to that boldness in my own life, because it's the voices that are trying to speak to me today. The prophets who have a word for everybody today. You know, I got a word for you, brother. Everybody got a word for somebody. And if it's not the more sure word of prophecy, then it's not from God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care who their ministry is, what their reputation is. If it's not confirmed in the scripture, it's not the word of God. And, you know, and everyone wants to be a prophet, but there's a lot of that today. And thank God there is a true prophet, the gift of prophet in the New Testament, but it's not what everybody thinks. They're not Elijah, they're not Elisha. And there's just a lot of that today. And I think so many Christians are naive because they're not into the Word. They don't know their Bible very well. They're not hanging out with the Lord in the Scriptures. They're not looking to hear God's voice through the Word of God. And it leaves us vulnerable to those seducing spirits, to false doctrines. And that's kind of what I've been rolling around. I just really want to see a holy zeal and boldness to get back to the gospel, the preaching of the gospel, the boldness of the word, the unapologetic boldness of this is what the word says. You know, Jesus said, no, it is written. I think that's where we really need to be focused and dialed in these last days. And that's been stirring in my heart quite a bit.
Yeah, that's...
I hope...
It always, every time you come on with us, Brother Waleed, you always hit on things that we've already been talking about, but it just confirms and brings more to the table. You know, we started out this morning talking about how, you know, the boldness, we're in Acts, we're reading through Acts in the first part of each morning broadcast, and, you know, just talking about how the boldness that they had, to go and preach the gospel, but they were under persecution. They were, you know, they were wanting to stone them as they are filled with this boldness. And we were talking about how, you know, we don't always in America know what that's like, but I like that you brought, you know, we were talking about the power of the Spirit within them, but I love that you brought out the boldness that comes from the written word. Because I think that is definitely, you know, the reason the Spirit has you on that is because that's what is needed so much right now. In America, for sure, but with just in the body of Christ in general. Because there's such a, when the Word is just bubbling up out of us, like, that is how we're going to be able to, just like you said, you know, quote the Word to the enemy when he tries to come against us, or even people that are trying to seduce us to waver from our faith, like you're saying. So I think it's spot on.
Yeah, and then the scripture says, you know, they're deceived and being deceived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're deceived and being deceived. They're deceivers. They themselves are deceived, and they're deceiving others in the process. You've heard me make the comment. It shocks me how many people don't know. They're just surprised how many people don't know their Bible, how many even leaders just don't spend time in the Word, you know, and really understanding what that Word is. We're told to preach the gospel. In that persecution, you know, when Peter and John in Acts 4, you're reminding me as you speak of persecution and the boldness, it says in verse 14, and they saw the man, you know. They saw the man. They wanted to persecute the leaders here, and people were amazed all over Jerusalem that this blind man for 40 years who was born that way was healed. And Peter's boldly declaring there's no salvation in no one else except the name of Christ in verse 12. And it says that they were able to stop speaking about what they've seen and heard. And it said that they proclaimed the word of God boldly, you know, and they prayed for boldness, you know, they prayed for boldness down in 23. And and then it says, and then they went and proclaimed the word of God boldly. And I'm sure that is the gospel. It's not, but it's the word of God. And these were men who were proclaiming the truth they saw out of the Old Testament about the Messiah. Now he's here. Now they're following him. Now he's doing these miracles. And now that he's in heaven, and now they're representing that, and he's alive in them. And I think unless we step it up to, in these last days, and that's why I call it the last day light, I really think we could get closer with God, be filled with more boldness, be standing free from the last day deception, which the greatest deception, I think, is to really think we can do those things, get closer to the Lord, walk more intimately with him, apart from a deeper intimacy with the Word of God. I just don't see that. You know, Psalm 138 says he exalted his Word, you know, above his name, you know, and the Word is alive. You have so many voices today, you know, the world will really push. Trust your heart, you know, trust your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, you know, Hallmark Channel, follow your heart, and Hallmark Channel Christianity. The Bible tells us not to lean on our own understanding. It's quite the opposite in Proverbs. It's very opposite of what Jeremiah 17 says, that the heart is deceitfully wicked, and who can know it? You know, and then it sort of pushes us to, hey, Hebrews 4:4 says the word is alive, it's powerful, it's active, and it judges, it discerns between our intentions and thoughts. It helps us see our own heart. If we're approaching God with an agenda, you know, and I want God to bless me and my program, or am I coming yielded and surrendered to the Lord? You know, and without the Word, how can we know what manner of men and women we are?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really don't. And I think Satan will do everything to keep us away from the Scripture, and more so from obeying it. Because we can have all the Bible knowledge, but once we purpose to obey it, no matter what the cost, now we got a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's where our fruit starts to show, when we start to get in the battle. What have we stored up in our hearts? You know, mm-hmm. Something that I pray a lot as I teach the little kids. Really any kids. Sometimes I do the middle school and sometimes I do the younger ones, but I just feel led to pray every single time, like, Lord, help them to hold on to this word that we learned today, and help us to hide it in our heart so that we won't sin against you. Because I know that if we hide it in our heart, all of us, me as I'm reading it with them, because I'm learning with them, but that we will hold on to it, and like the parable of the sower, we won't let it be stolen. We won't just, you know, we won't just let it be stolen or choked out, but that we'll hide it in our hearts so that we won't sin against the Lord. Because I know that if we're filled up with his word, then we will be a lot less likely to sin against him.
It's true. It's hard to be filled with the word and sin against the Lord. So you believe, would it be fair to say, maybe you'd agree that the opposite is true? If we're not hiding the word in our hearts, we're more likely to sin against the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Deuteronomy talks extensively about the blessings of obedience, Deuteronomy 28, and then the curses of disobedience. And those are real principles. You know, where else are we going to get comfort if it's not through the word? How many trials have we gone through in our life where we have hallmark passages, certain passages we can look back and just say, man, without that word spoken to me, without that revelation at that time, you know, the psalmist said, I would have fainted unless the Lord had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times has he used that word to comfort us, to give us those promises that are yes and amen, to hold on to, you know, and I think whatever someone might be listening to us now, and whatever they're going through, and they're in the wilderness, they're in a wilderness season, they're in a wilderness experience, a wilderness trial in their life, and you see clearly in Jesus, when he began his ministry, And it says the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. But when we're in that season of wilderness, of life, a big trial, a season, it, look at what the devil attacks. Two times, look at verse 3, look at verse 6. Two times, if you are the Son of God, he attacks our sonship, our adoption. He lies against our justification. Hey, man, you wouldn't be in this predicament if you really knew God, if you really love the Lord. Or why are you still in this? You've been in this for so long. Has God forgotten you? We're back to the original satanic strategy that create doubts, as God said. But listen to the question asked to Christ himself. If you are the Son of God, it's what the cults in the last day bring into question, the deity of Christ. Is Jesus really the Son of God? Are you really a child of God? Are you really forgiven? Would you be in this situation if you were? You know, why don't you do something, Christ? Why don't you jump off this ledge? Why don't you turn it into bread? Why don't you do something? Because God isn't doing nothing. You know, do something and make something happen. You know, and then he changes his strategy. And Jesus responds every time with the word, no. He tells him no. He tells him no, and then it says Jesus responded. Jesus told him. And unless we speak the word, if we don't know the word, we're not going to speak the word. We're not going to stand on the word in those times where we are in the wilderness, in the times we're in our victories. The humility to choose the word above our circumstance, our situation, to say, I honor you, God. I honor your word. In this situation, I don't believe what my eyes and my feelings are telling me right now. I know what your promises are.
Amen.
They're yes and amen, and I'm going to stand on them, regardless of what I feel like right now. And I know you ladies can relate to what I'm saying. I think any Christian who's walked with the Lord understands that. And yet Jesus has given us this pattern here in Matthew chapter 4, you know, in his own temptation in the wilderness. But it also reminds me, you know, the temptation to want to do something in the middle of the wilderness, to make something happen when we feel like God is not coming through in a timely way or in my time. You know, and it reminds me of Genesis 11, where it says, let us build for them. They went to build the Tower of Babel. And they said, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower. Let us build ourselves a city and a tower. Let us make a name for ourselves. You know, and he changed his strategy. He said, if you will bow down and worship me, let's just get to the point. The devil said, bow down and worship me. I'll give you all the kingdom in its glory. And he went right to the core heart of fallen man. You know, that at the root core of sin in our nature, apart from regeneration and the grace of God working in our lives. He appealed to that core unregenerated heart, that self-exaltation that says, I'm going to do something with me. I'm going to build my legacy. I'm going to leave a legacy. I'm going to do it. I'm going to build myself. I'm going to make a name for myself. And unless we're close to God and his word, the temptation is to do that, you know, and take matters in our own hands. So those are some of the things I was meditating on a little bit. I hope that encourages somebody who might be listening to the program today, that the Lord hasn't forgotten you. He loves you. He's with you. The Second Peter 1 says we have a more sure word of prophecy, that the scripture itself is profitable for doctrine, instruction, and righteousness and godliness. All we need is the word. And just go to Christ and say, God, speak to me. I hear all these voices, my own voice, the voice of my family, the voice of the circumstance, the voice of Satan, the voice of the easy way, the broad way. I just need you, God, in this. I need you to speak to my heart, and he will. Just wait on him. He'll renew their strength. He'll give you that word. And why? Because Christ already defeated them. And if you're born again and Christ lives in you, you'll walk in that same victory that he walked in, and he'll do it in you, and he'll do it through you. The very desire to honor the Lord in your trial is because he's already working in you. That's not of our flesh, that's of Christ who work in us. So be encouraged today, and thank y'all for letting me share that.
Yeah. No, that was definitely really speaking to me, and I know it was speaking to listeners too out there. And thank you so much, Brother Waleed, for coming on with us and just sharing your heart, giving us a little pre-talk before we have a talk in person and spend some time together. But go ahead, before we only have about 30 seconds to a minute left, just share how people can connect with you and find your book, Why Not You?
Well, you can go to our website, WaleedZaru.com, W-A-L-E-E-D, Z like zebra, A-R-O-U.com. You can download a digital copy. There's a free evangelism guidebook you can use that'll encourage you and just kind of walk you through evangelism through the scriptures, help you do a study on evangelism and lifestyle witnessing, and hopefully stir you up to go out there and share the gospel. We will be visiting your church. We're excited the first time to come preach there with Pastor Aaron sharing his pulpit with me. What a humbling opportunity this Sunday. So I hope everyone can come out and we can meet you and some of your audience and be blessed at what God might have for us. Excited about that.
Amen. Thank you so much. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and we're excited to be with you all. Have a blessed rest of your day, brother.
Thank you. You too, Miss Hannah. God bless you, Miss Gretchen. Look forward to seeing you all.
Bye-bye now. All right. That concludes our broadcast for the day. Thank you guys for tuning in with us. Don't forget, if you have Bible questions, don't hesitate to send them our way. And we'll be excited to see what we get into, what the Lord has in store for us the rest of this week. So we'll be back with you guys tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central Time on Mornings with Box 2 Radio.